All right, welcome back. It is 8:21. We're here with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Of course, Tech Tuesday, 8:20 on Tuesdays here, schedule permitting. You can listen to Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. We're catching up with Eric, who spent some time in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Was it cold?
No, it was okay. Again, we're inside the air conditioning all day long.
That's so true. This story, let's get to the stories, because this Oracle AI story fascinated me because they have to make staffing, they're making staffing cuts, and it's related to AI, but it doesn't have anything to do with AI eliminating the relevance of the jobs.
Right. It's purely because they can't afford to build the data centers anymore. They're investing in, so they put so much investment into data centers, and the banks are even saying, we're not even going to loan you any more money, buddy. We're done with, this is like the dot-com bubble all over again. And when you start already, I've talked about AI feeling bubble-ish for when it first started. This is a great example of it, right? The banks are going to stop loaning you money. You're laying off huge 162,000 people, 18% of your workforce, purely because you can't afford to build data centers yourself, not because they've been replaced with AI. That sounds kind of counterproductive.
Well, and it's a huge risk. You know, the stock has cut in half since the fall.
There you go.
By the way. And so they have to cut thousands of jobs because they're overspending on their developing
AI. Yeah, they're cash negative, I guess. So I don't know. Again, I hear AI is a great idea, and it is, right? But this doesn't sound like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the sharpest tack. I don't run a billion-dollar organization. What do I know? But this doesn't sound like a good way to go.
No, I mean, it sounds, well, unless it, you know, I mean, unless they hit a home run on the back end. But I mean, they've literally cut their stock in half. And Larry Ellison, who's still worth, you know, I don't know. I mean, where's Larry? Because Larry's in the top 15.
Yeah, but I remember him standing up with the president.
Still worth $195 billion.
Sure, yeah. But he was standing up with the president talking about the future of AI, all the investment, right? All the investment that's going to be happening. He was right next to the president talking about it. And now, are they out of money?
It sounds like they are.
That was quick.
Yeah. So keep an eye on that. Listen, Iranian hackers.
Yeah.
But this was before the conflict even started?
Before the conflict even started. There's a group called Muddy Water that's been getting into U.S. banks, airports, software companies. They're dealing with trying to also infiltrate the camera systems of
do they get caught Israel? Or do they actually do something?
No, they're caught. I mean, they get found out. There's cybersecurity tools out there from Carbon Black and Symantec that have said that they've tracked these guys down. They're not exactly sure what they're doing in there. Again, a lot of these cyber groups are just trying to figure out how to be ready when they need to be, right? So in the case of what the Israelis did to the Iranian networks, where they were actually figuring out where the Ayatollahs were going, they were doing the same thing with Israel, trying to figure out how to get into their camera system so they could plan whatever attacks. They were even guiding missiles and stuff when they were bombing Israel a few months back using this technology. So these hackers get in for all sorts of reasons. It may not just be, in this case, it's probably not for money. It's more for
just to mess with us.
Yeah. So it's there. These companies are out, these attackers are out there. And we talked about this on our show. We had Salt Typhoon happening just a while back where the Chinese were into our network. So if you can see what the Israelis did to the Iranian networks, you know it's already happening in our networks. And the FBI has warned about it for a very long time, that you've got other state actors involved in our system. So we really need to be vigilant because who knows when they're going to start impacting us.
Right. I mean, I don't even think about it on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
But I mean, our protections must be decent, though, if these countries want to destroy us and they have smart people and they can't infiltrate to the point they can. Because, I mean, you think the system could be taken down.
I would say our protections are not decent and we are just waiting for.
So why aren't they more successful?
Well, they haven't pulled any triggers yet to do whatever they're going to do. I mean, you can knock out a water plant, you can deal with an electric company, but obviously you need something on a larger scale to cause any kind of damage.
I want to skip to the tax scam story.
Okay.
The average tax scam is about $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. And it turns out the young folks are the ones that are getting hit the most. 42% are people between 18 and 24 that are getting tricked in there as far as giving out their information, losing money, giving the scammers access to their bank accounts. This is a big issue, and now with our tax refunds going up, the average is going to be higher when they're going to be scammed. But
so what are you supposed to do? Just anything tax related, just delete. Don't ever.
If the IRS is never going to email you, call you, text you, anything. So
well, how would they get in touch with you if there's a problem? By mail?
They use the Pony Express post office. Yeah. So they'll send you a letter.
Okay.
Right. All the ads on 1080 talk about, I received a letter.
They're going to garnish your wages,
exactly.
Eric.
Exactly. You're going to get a letter. And so if it's, and even that could be.
Okay. So that's a key takeaway. Yeah. Anything that they ask for that's not a letter is to be ignored.
Ignore it completely. Any call, anything, call to urgency. Hey, we're going to send the authorities. It's all a scam. Never believe it. Go direct to the IRS.gov. Don't Google it if you don't know how to get there. Find a link from your tax preparer, but go to the right link because there's even scammers out there that'll actually put fake websites out there as well. So it's scary.
He's Eric Semmel. He works where he's, you know, employee-owned Tab Computer.
100% employee-owned, yeah, Brian. Right,
in East Hartford. And then Saturdays, 9 to 11. You got any questions, just call in and listen to Computer Talk with Tab here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I don't know, the PlayStation story, I don't know how much I feel about it, so I'm going to go to Anthropic. Anthropic's a huge AI. They have Claude, right?
They have Claude.
And they're in the news because they backed out of the Pentagon deal, and now they're suing the federal government because they're getting blackballed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Firefox was a browser that was super hot for a while, right?
We recommend it for decades, yeah.
Because it doesn't track you in a different way?
Yeah, it's a better browser, open source.
But it's not perfect, according to Anthropic.
Never is. Anthropic found 22 Firefox vulnerabilities. Now, to Firefox's credit, they worked with Anthropic to see how their AI would actually do. And it actually found these vulnerabilities. 14 of them have been classified as high, 7 as moderate, and 1 as just low severity. And basically, they worked with Firefox to fix them, too. So they actually decided if they were actually vulnerabilities, Firefox then corrected them. It's, again, open source, so it's a community-based browser. And the beauty
of it. So should consumers who use Firefox be concerned?
No. I mean, okay. I'm sure you can run AI across any product we've got, and there's tons and tons of vulnerabilities. That's really the point of the story, too, is that if they could find 22 vulnerabilities on what you've got now, there's tons of them to deal with as far as all the software that we use. It's also hopeful in the fact that if you apply the AI to do this now, you might find that the vulnerabilities are patched faster. Because Claude was even helpful in providing solutions to the actual problems, but of course it was vetted by humans. So it was done correctly because you never know what the AI would hallucinate. Also, Claude is in the news, yes, for trying to take the high road. But they also trained their AI stealing all sorts of copywritten material on a dark web site that they knew was dark web. And so they were sued by those authors who said, hey, Anthropic, what are you doing? Yeah. So there's not a lot of high road there with these companies as yet. You know,
people I know that they like using Claude, though, who use that stuff. Real quick, the Sony PlayStation hack story.
So I just thought it was funny because a man spent $20,000 on games. That's what do you have, a life? And give me a break. I'm a gamer too, but he lost it all because.
How do you lose it?
Because PlayStation security.
I keep thinking cartridges. I keep thinking cartridges.
Cartridges or CDs, yeah. The old days. You can't lose those, Brian. But yeah, these guys were doing it, like digital games, and they had $20,000 worth of it. And basically, the hacker simply acted like they were him and took over his account. And Sony seemed to ignore all the passkeys and security questions that would have been there to protect the account. They just let them take it over, and he can't even get back into it. So it's like gone.
And Sony's not like, we'll replace him for you?
Nope. They don't care. They are just ignoring it for now. Could Sony fix it? Sure, especially when it gets in the news like this. But I guess the actual article here was written by Michael Kahn. He actually tried to hack his own account and did it in 30 seconds or 30 minutes, 30-something. It was not hard. And so Sony's got a problem with security.
Well,
so.
Shocker, I mean, North Korea showed that years ago. Well, I mean, let's be honest.
When they were hiring North Korea?
No, they stole all their emails after the movie.
Yeah, the movie.
After the Seth Rogen movie, they hacked in and they ruined a bunch of people's lives.
True.
I mean, let's be honest.
That's true.
All right, we got to run. Eric Semmel, again, listen on Saturdays, 9 to 11. It's the one respite you have for Morgan Cunningham on Saturdays.
He does a great show after us.
No, I know, but he does. Right, I know. And then he does it too. I'm saying like it's the one counter programming to Morgan because he's 11, he's 2,
and
he's 9 to midnight.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, you can't get away
from him. You can't.
And I'm happy he's there.
I wasn't saying it was a bad thing.
Come on. I don't know. Come on, give Morgan some love.
I give him plenty of love.